the rain is falling. It was below freezing at my house. It's a little above freezing here in Sharon on the mountain, where our Sharon Mountain, where the weather station is. It's 30. There's some slick spots out there. The town crews, state crews are out. We have some delayed openings. Let's delay him no more, though. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. That wintry mix that goes over the rain by mid-morning, and some of the rain will be heavy, 35 to 40. Rain heavy at times tonight, 40. And then the rain could mix or change to wet snow before it ends tomorrow afternoon. I don't think there's going to be too much of an accumulation because it's going to be so wet. In the mid-40s and dropping. Sunny, cold weather Saturday, low 30s. Cloudy, maybe some flurries Sunday, mid-30s. Monday, we'll have snow. Showers changing over to rain showers as it goes back into the 40s.
All right. Now, do we have any time when it's going to end, change over to snow on Friday?
I guess right now is early afternoon, somewhere between 12 and 3.
All right. And there shouldn't be, it would say a changeover worked pretty quick, an inch or so, like something like that?
It would have to continue into the evening in order to get that.
Okay.
If it just quits after it changes over, you know, like a half hour or so, yeah. It's not going to be anything, yeah.
All right, because that means, Friday night, 7 o'clock is when the Jump Fest opens, and then Saturday looks fine and Sunday looks fine, but Friday night at 7 is target jumping and the human dog sled race, so we want the weather to have cleared several hours before that.
And it should do that based on what we see now.
All right.
It should. Yep.
Good Lord willing. And the creek don't rise.
Just a mess. That's all it is. I say if we have to have a winter storm, let it snow, period.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all of this stuff, going back and forth and transitions and all of that stuff, it's just a mess. A big, big mess. Anyhow, aside from that, what's new with Mr. Marshall today?
Oh, not much. A devastating thing happened in my life yesterday where I lost my 12-year-old coonhound, Lucky, passed away unexpectedly yesterday.
Oh, you're kidding.
Out of nowhere. Got sick, took to the vet, had to go to a specialist, and boom, gone. That's life is an amazing thing, the ups and downs.
I'm sorry to hear that. And there was no indication, huh?
No. I'm just
did they say why he passed away?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Why it was it was cancer, but tumor, and there's nothing they could do. And that's the whole thing about dogs. They don't complain. They're not like humans. They are who they are, and they just don't complain about things. So it's really hard to tell. And well, anyway, so I'm just getting over that. Other than that, with the weather outside so crummy.
At least
the weekend's going to be good. At least the weekend's going to be good. So the
That's one consolation, isn't it?
Yeah. But will we ever get a major snowstorm this winter? That's the question.
You said that. I got an email from a listener last night who said that she saw a weather guy on TV. And he said there'll be no snowstorms in the month of February.
That's a pretty bold prediction to make.
He used a good word. I think it's ignorant. I mean, it is only the 6th of February. We have 23 more days to go. And anything could happen. You know, the problem is a lot of these younger people that come out of college and they're looking at all of these computer guidance and all of that stuff. They put a little too much faith in the computer models.
Yeah.
And you just can't do that because, the old expression, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah. Yeah, I look around. I was thinking about this the other day. I look around and I think back when I was a kid. Yeah, sure, I'm 60. I'm 67. Let's go back 60 years to when I was 7. Pat, there was just always snow on the ground. There was always thick ice on the pond in front of the house. We used to set up lights, and we used to have bonfires all the time in deep snow by the little pond we had, and there'd be skating. And heck, like I was saying before, they used to harvest ice off of Lakeville Lake. Harvest ice, have ice houses, and store huge chunks of ice.
Yeah. You know, I believe it. And it's funny that you said that, because another friend of mine emailed me, and he calls me Patrick. And he says, Patrick, I remember when I was younger, every day I woke up in the wintertime and rolled up my blind, I saw snow and more snow and more snow in the wintertime. He said, and it just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Oh, did you hear the cat in the background?
Yeah.
She's getting, it's hairball time. I know it's hairball time sooner or later. That's the sound they make when they're getting ready to put the hairball out. That'll just cap the day.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, I see.
So they always make that weird noise, and then the hairball comes.
and Marshall, how's your other dog doing?
She is like everybody in the house is stunned. All Georgia did yesterday was sit on her floor bed there and look out the front window. Hours. Until finally went into the bedroom.
They absolutely know.
Bauer, who always sat with LJ, he's just wandering around aimlessly. Emma, and they all know. They all know. The house is just totally different. And it was so quick, and it was so devastating that it's not the same. It's not the same. It's going to take a while to get over.
And how old is, what's her name?
Georgia and LJ were the same litter. She's the same age. They were brother and sister.
Oh, isn't that something?
When I picked LJ up, Denise Cohen told me about, she had some puppies that came in from Georgia. And when I picked him up, he was the runt of the litter. And everybody was, when I went over to look, everybody, when they were feeding, they would push him out. She wrote me an email yesterday reminding me that I picked him up. I said, this is the one I want. And she said, the first thing you said to him is, things are going to be all right from now on. And he was a good guy.
And you gave him a good home. So yeah. That's the way you have to look at it. Yeah. We all know, anybody who has a pet, we all know that when you get it, it's not the life, range that we have. So we all know it's only going to be for a short time. So while you have them, make the most of it and enjoy it. That's why I love my little Shirley to death.
Yeah, it's we got Georgia, and Georgia is going to be fine, and we're all going to move on from this point. But it's sad now, and it was a real sad day yesterday. So. But, hey, that's the great things about, they're no longer pets. They are your family your family. They're your family. They're a family member. I know there's people out there that are saying, but it's true. If you're gonna have an animal in your house, it's got to become part of your family, your everyday routine. It's part of the family.
Yep, it's as simple as that. I'm sure you'll wind up with another one down the road.
Down the road, probably. Yeah.
But for now. Well, again, my sympathy, because I know how you feel. But it's got to be what's got to be, got to be.
All right, Pat. So we'll look for the heavy rain today, the rain turns to snow sometime, let's say around midday tomorrow, and ends very quickly and clears out. We have a cold night Friday, and Saturday and Sunday look okay.
Right now, no problems.
All right, Pat, thank you very much. I'll speak to you mañana.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.